The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleophas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer in these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on further, but they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in and stayed with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread and said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then he said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If I this morning were to put on my mask, maybe I will look different. I have an iPhone, and if I were to turn on my iPhone wearing my mask, and my iPhone has my face ID, it will not open my phone. Why? Because I look different. My facial structure has changed because of this mask. Now, what is happening today in the gospel is that these disciples are downcast. They are depressed. There is something worse that has happened than the coronavirus. They have lost their Savior. They have lost their Messiah. And they feel as though all has been lost and they are downcast. They are going to the opposite direction. Instead of Jerusalem, they are going to Emmaus. Can we recall how it feels to lose Jesus? Mary and Joseph lost Jesus at the age of 12. They were going to Nazareth and realized on their way to Nazareth, Jesus is nowhere to be found. And they had to turn around because they are desperate in looking for Jesus. Have you lost Jesus? In the midst of the pandemic, have you lost Jesus? Answer me, you at home. Have you lost Jesus? Well, the truth be told, Jesus never loses us.
Amen.
We might lose Jesus. We might displace Jesus. But Jesus never displaces us.
Amen.
He continues to be with us. I realize that in the midst of all that is happening, people are afraid. And maybe this morning you have all right to be afraid. But I'm saying to you, in the midst of your uncertainty, never lose Jesus.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on him, because the devil goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
And that's why in the midst of the pandemic, our faith in Jesus is tested.
Yes.
Look at this.
Amen.
Look at this this morning. Look at this. Look at what's happening here. Jesus appears. He comes to us. And listen to me. Jesus is always coming to us.
Yes.
Always coming to us. As we open our beautiful eyes this morning, as we feel and experience the sunshine, the Lord is present to us. As you behold your loved one, as you spoke to your loved one, Jesus is present through them. As we look at the beautiful flowers, Jesus is present. And we must never forget that. We must be able to see the great, mighty, and majestic hand at work daily in our lives. Right, Deacon Dory? Amen.
Amen.
I believe that there is someone who tries to bar our eyes so that we cannot see, because the day we see, our lives will be different.
Amen. Amen.
We'll be more grateful. We'll be more appreciative for the gift of life. I looked at a video just recently, and this guru, he was being interviewed, and he was saying to the people, you might be feeling depressed. Your mind might be telling you to end your life. He says to the congregation, do this for me. Close your mouth. Take your finger and squeeze your nostril. He says, your body says, I want to live. Your husband might have left you, or your lover might have left you, and you are depressed, and you want to die because this gentleman is no longer in your life. Close your mouth. Squeeze your nostril. And your body will say to you, to hell with that lover. I want to live. And that is what we have to realize, that every day is a gift from God.
Amen.
every moment we need to celebrate life. Live as though there is no tomorrow. Love your husband, love your wife, love your children, love your parents. Love your neighbor as though there is no tomorrow. Be grateful for the many blessings, runner, that God has given unto us.
Amen.
Be grateful. Recognize how blessed we are to be in the land of the living.
Yes.
How blessed we are to have a roof over our head. How blessed we are to have children and a spouse and family and maybe money in your pocket.
Amen.
Food on your table. How blessed you are to jump in a vehicle to drive. Or if you cannot drive, you are blessed because you have feet to walk.
Amen.
And if you cannot walk, you are blessed because you are able to turn your television on and still have mass. We are blessed.
Amen, amen.
Cleophas and another disciple is walking to Emmaus. Jesus appears. What Cleophas says is shocking. It's really shocking. And it shows that Cleophas, that disciple of Jesus, have lost faith. So he says that that prophet, he didn't say the Son of God. He did not say the Messiah. He says that prophet. So he reduced Jesus to just a prophet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when trouble comes, when trouble shakes us up, we have a tendency to reduce Jesus to less than he actually is. That we forget that the God that we serve parted the Red Sea. That we forget the God that we serve saved the three men in the fiery furnace. We forget that. And we reduce God to a little pruny little squingy God. But no, he's not. He's a God of might and he's a God of power. And when he moved victoriously.
Amen.
It is really so interesting that when Cleophas says that the things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deeds and word before God and all the people. Well, he's not just a prophet. He is the Messiah. And so what happened in Jerusalem shook their faith. What is happening in the world right now is shaking the faith of Christians. Your faith is being shaken. Do you really trust God? Do you really love God? When difficult time comes, can you say that you love God?
Amen, amen.
You know, I am always encouraged when I see Sister Sandra.
Amen.
Yes, yes. And you know, Sister Sandra has just lost her daughter. The daughter has been murdered. She just got that news a couple weeks ago. And I'm so encouraged by seeing this woman coming to the Blessed Sacrament room every morning to pray and put her faith in God and attending Mass. And it's moments like these when you can lose your mind, you get the news that your son has died, your daughter has just been murdered. What will you do?
Yes.
What will you do? That is what caused a lot of people to lose their mind. When what you love and what you appreciate is taken, is grabbed, is snatched away from you, and it's gone, what will you do? Will you be on your road to Emmaus? Will you lose faith? Will you lose sight of God? Or will you put your trust in Him? And so our sister Sandra is teaching us so much. That the God of the good times is still God in the bad times.
Amen. Yes.
And the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. That He is unchangeable.
Yes. Amen.
And we have to trust Him.
Yes.
Trust Him when we don't understand.
Yes.
We need to put our trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I don't understand what's happening here. I don't understand why my daughter is snatched. Sandra said, and it means for all of us, that my daughter belongs to God.
Yes.
And that she was just a gift. Yes, a gift. And understanding the very depths of our being, that death is not the end. I find it very interesting that this pandemic that is happening in the world is happening around Easter. Hello, Catholics, it's happening around Easter. Hello, Christians, it is happening around Easter. There is so much death that is facing the world around Easter. What is God saying to us? That he has conquered death. Hello? That in the face of death, we can say to death, oh death, where is your power? Oh death, where is your sting? That we can join with St. Paul in saying, not even death can separate us from the love of God. God forbid that any one of us is diagnosed with this coronavirus. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Lose faith or put our trust in God?
Amen.
We are living in some serious times. And God is cleaning up his church. I truly believe that. God is shaking up his people to really ask us, make us ask ourselves the deeper question, what do I believe? Do I believe that all power and authority has been given to me as a baptized Christian in the name of Jesus? Or in the midst of a pandemic, am I going to go under my sheets? When it's over, I'm going to come back out. No! You have to stand up in the midst of the pandemic and lift your hands like the prophets of old and pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, because what are you going to do? There are people dying around us. What are you going to do? What are you saying? What witness are you giving? We cannot be macaroni Christians.
Amen.
I believe that we have to be, and we celebrate a church of men and women who are martyrs, who love Jesus, and did not lose faith in Jesus. And so Jesus is not to be reduced. It's very ironic that Cleophas is saying, well, you are the only one in Jerusalem haven't heard. Well, Jesus has been the reason for all that has happened in Jerusalem. He has been Savior. He is Redeemer. And so he knows very well. He knows what is going on with us. And there is nothing wrong in saying this morning, Lord, I feel fearful. I am afraid of dying. There is nothing wrong making that prayer. But Lord, banish my fear. Don't stop there. Banish my fear. Remove my fear, Lord. That if I die, I belong to you. And if I live, I belong to you. So whether I am alive or dead, I belong to Jesus.
Amen.
We have to, you know, someone said, you know, and you're hearing a lot of things, a lot of videos are surfacing, and a lot of people are saying a lot of things, and some gentleman recently have just said, he said, things are going to get worse. And maybe it will. Maybe it will get worse. But for us as Christians, we are always believing it's going to get better.
Yes.
Once Jesus is on the throne, it's going to get better for those who put their trust in him. It's going to get better. We believe, we hope that it is going to get better. And we will never give up hope. We will never stop believing that this God that we serve is able to remove the coronavirus.
Amen.
He's able. He's able. And let us, yes, take the precaution that is necessary. Hear me well. But do not diminish Jesus. Do not make him smaller than the coronavirus, because he isn't. And so in the midst, Jesus comes to Cleophas. Listen, he always comes to us. He came to Thomas. When Thomas doubted, he came. When these disciples now leave in Jerusalem and they are going in the opposite direction, Jesus comes again. And Jesus begins to chastise them. You are foolish. You operate in foolishness. Sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes we have to say to our loved ones, with all respect, you are acting the fool here. In all respect, you are acting immature here. In all respect, you are behaving as a pagan. With all respect. And so Jesus chastises them, Smitty. And he's saying to them, you forget. And he goes into the Old Testament. He goes into the Old Testament from Moses. And he began to reveal scriptures to them. That the Old Testament, the New Testament is buried in the Old Testament. And he begins to unravel the Old Testament. Helping them to understand that the prophets of old prophesied this. That this Messiah will suffer and he will be put to death. Are you forgetting? Are you forgetting, disciples, what the Lord has done? Don't you not remember? And he's opening scriptures and he's revealing scriptures to them. And now there is a revelation that is happening. When we begin to study scriptures, we must always look into the Old Testament. At the beginning, the New Testament is buried in the Old Testament. And the New Testament is a revelation of the Old Testament. That you cannot banish one. They go hand in hand. They complement each other. And so in the midst of Cleopas' brokenness, in the midst of his self-denial, in the midst of his rejection of the Messiah, he comes to him. And that's why we cannot write off each other. Because we are not perfect. And we are broken. But the truth be told, Jesus comes into our brokenness.
Yes.
He comes to Cleophas. And he meets him where he's at. And he begins to unravel to him the truth. He begins to minister to him. Listen, this is what the prophet foretold. The young man in that video just recently, he said that we are living in the last times, last days, and the signs and wonders. Now, scripture says that in the last days you will see, you know, signs in the skies and different things that are going to happen. And he interpreted as we are living in the last days. Well, whether that is so or not, there's a lot that is happening, definitely. But we need to be prepared. And the church has been saying that to us. Be ready. Be ready. So we have just ended Lent. We have entered into Easter. And so, but the Easter celebration must not be compromised. That Easter, the days of Easter, is longer than Lent. Because that reminds us that Jesus' journey didn't end on the cross, but he rose victorious. And in the introduction this morning, we are a Alleluia people.
Amen.
That in the midst of death, we can still sing Alleluia. Because we know that death is not the final, it's not the end. That's right. And so for those who have died, life has not ended, life has only changed. And we as a Alleluia people, we need to keep reminding ourselves of that. And so what Jesus did this morning, he revealed himself at the breaking of bread. And then they recognize, whoa, he is with us. This Messiah is with us. It's interesting that Cleophas is talking to the Messiah, doesn't recognize he's talking to Jesus. And he says some things that really puzzle your mind. Because he's telling Jesus what the woman said, that there is an empty tomb. He's telling Jesus what the disciples said, but he still doesn't believe. He said, this is the third day. This is the third day. So he's so engulfed in his depression that he cannot see that even in his midst is the Messiah. And sometimes when the problems of this world come on our shoulders, we sometimes lose sight of Jesus. When we turn the television on, as we have been, and you hear about the coronavirus and everything, about the coronavirus, you could really lose sight of Jesus. And you could just be fixated on the coronavirus. And I'm saying we are not called to be fixated and not on no coronavirus. We are called to be fixated on Jesus. We are called to be men and women of prayer. We are called to pray and pray and pray and pray as though we have never prayed before. We are called to ask God for mercy. Lord, have mercy on me and on the whole world. We are called to repent, to ask God for forgiveness where we have doubted his presence, where we have acted unkind to our loved ones, where we have rejected others, or where we have just been wasteful, or where we have not spent time coming to church, or whatever our struggles might be. This is a time for us not to be glued on the television, but to fall on our knees and turn our eyes towards heaven and call out to God. This is a time for us to pray our rosaries, to ask our Blessed Mother and the saints in heaven to intercede on our behalf. This is a time for us to read our Bible, beginning in Genesis. Spend this time reading God's word. And as Cleophas and the disciples said, did our hearts burn within us as he break open scriptures to us? I pray in this time, in this season, that we will have a burning desire in our hearts for God and for the things that are holy and for the things that are eternal. I pray by the power of God's Spirit that we will have a desire to read God's word and to spend time memorizing, reflecting on God's word, allowing God's word in all its richness to find a home in our hearts. I pray that the word of God will bring transformation to our lives and to families and to communities and to churches. I pray that when this is over, that we will be transformed, that we will be better for it, that we will be able to say, thank God for the trial, thank God for that pandemic, because I am now closer to Jesus. I'm now in the arms of Jesus, that I am a better person, I'm a better mother, I'm a better father, I'm a better spouse, I'm a better son, I'm a better daughter, I'm a better priest, I'm a better deacon, I am a better person.